Number 7 is Karen Bird.
I had the sense to volunteer to do 2 minutes, not 7. At Craignish this year, we decided we were going to start doing French for the whole school. Our senior class, it was a two-classroom school, and our senior class, primary 4 to 7, are very keen in French, very enthusiastic. And of course, younger brothers and sisters copy them. So we thought, we'll get in quick, sort the French before it all got mangled on the way through younger brothers and sisters copying, and actually teach them properly. Also, younger they are, the easier they pick up a foreign language. So thought, just go for it, see how we get on. There isn't anything much, though, in the way of stuff set up for younger children doing French. So we've sort of borrowed the E's and O's from the English talking and listening for early and first level, loosely, the ones that fit best, and we're running from there. These are my classroom assistants. This is François. François doesn't speak English, or only one or two bits and pieces. So the children teach François English words, and he teaches them French words. The bird is called Maurice, and Maurice counts. Maurice also has a squeak in his beak, so he squeaks every time he counts as well, which we really like. We've kept it really simple. Almost everything is oral, because obviously primary ones aren't reading and writing in English at the moment, so we're not going to try and make them read and write in French. It's almost all done through games and rhymes and all sorts of nonsense. They can all count up to 10 in French. Whether they can do it in English or not, I'm not quite sure. They can certainly do it in French. They can count backwards from 10 in French. They know how to say hello to everybody, and I regularly get met by primary ones going, bonjour! Okay, bonjour, ça va? And they really have to just have a really simple conversation with greetings, even now with a few weeks into the term. They know how to say bonne nuit to their mum at night instead of saying good night, and they've all made sure their mums can say it back to them. They learnt to sing happy birthday because somebody's birthday was on a French day, so we all learnt to sing happy birthday in French. We know about half a dozen colours. We play a game with the multi-link cubes, the hollow ones, where they all get a cube of each of the colours they know the words for, and they hide them in their lap. I give them a colour, and everybody sticks the cube of the right colour on their finger, and we hide them, and when everybody's chosen the cube, we compare cubes and see if we've all got the right colour. And we're getting there with that, it's coming along. We're going to move on and do days of the week, things like weather, things that are useful to them, all just talking. I am going to keep going for a second. There's a really good website for rhymes and things, I've got 1 minute, called up to 10allinwords.com. It's a bilingual site. If you just put in up to 10.com, there's a little bit on the top right hand side which says French or English. If you click on the French one, go into the rhymes. If you want to play about with it, I highly recommend the frog song, which my children think is absolutely hysterical. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Karen.